You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Are you planning to go to the US to study? Interviews begin in mid-May, but this time, applicants may not get a second chance. Stay tuned to find out why. Welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm here with the latest on much-awaited LIC IPO, electric vehicle fires, the pandemic, what happened at the Supreme Court hearing on a demolition in Delhi's Jahangirpuri, and more. Before we get to other updates, here's a look at how the market fared on April 21st. Sensex and Nifty recovered for a second straight session today amid buying across sectors. The rally was boosted by strength in heavyweights like Reliance, Infosys and HDFC Twins. HCL Tech shares, however, saw cautious gains as investors awaited the software exporter's financial results that are due later in the day. Investors' wealth increased by 3.5 lakh crore rupees as the market capitalization of BSE-listed companies increased to 271 lakh crore rupees, according to provisional exchange data. They made 5.7 lakh crore rupees in just 2 days. And now about the LIC IPO. CNBC TV 18 has learned that the IPO could be launched as early as next week. Preparations are on for the share sale if approvals are in place. The government is likely to make a decision on the IPO this week itself, they said. The sources also said that the IPO size has been trimmed down from 55 to 60,000 crore rupees earlier to close to 30,000 crore rupees now. LIC, however, was yet to respond to CNBC TV18's query on the development. Next up, a look at COVID stats for the day. As of 8 a.m. today, India recorded 2,380 new COVID cases in just a day. And with this, the active cases in the country have surged beyond 13,400, according to the Union Health Ministry. Fatalities are also picking up and more than 50 people died due to the virus in a single day. Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Haryana are among the states contributing most cases. However, UP officials today said that even though cases are on the rise, there is no need to panic and that the risk for those who have taken the vaccines is very low. And also that according to health experts, it is possible that in the coming days, there may be an increase in new cases of the disease, but the current variant of the virus is a normal one. Meanwhile, globally, the World Health Organization says that reported new COVID cases decreased by nearly a quarter last week, continuing a decline since the end of March. Moving on, let's discuss a few developments on the business front. Nestle India reported its financial results yesterday. Its net profit for the Jan to March quarter declined 1.3% on a year-on-year basis to 594 crore rupees. Its revenue, however, rose 10% to 3,980 crore rupees. The impact of higher raw material prices was telling as the company's operating margins shrank 260 basis points on a year to 23.2%. Both the margin and operating profit performance were below street expectations. Next up, lenders to Future Retail were to conclude voting on its proposed deal with Reliance Group's Reliance Retail Ventures Limited by 5 p.m. today. The voting was following a National Company Law Tribunal, that is NCLT order, that was issued in February after the Supreme Court allowed Future Group to convene a meeting of shareholders and secured and unsecured creditors to seek their approval for the 24,700 crore rupees deal with Reliance Retail. Three banking executives from banks with exposure to Kishore Biyani's Future Retail expressed concerns about the deal, indicating that they may not view it favorably unless certain conditions are met. A senior public sector bank executive says that they are not privy to negotiations between Future and Reliance, and after the store takeover, they want comfort from Reliance that it will settle dues. Moving on to the latest on electric vehicles. There was an explosion in an electric vehicle battery in Hyderabad that has killed one person and two others were injured. The incident took place 2 days ago and it follows at least 6 cases of fires in EVs that were reported in less than a month. The owners of the scooter had put the detachable battery on charge but it exploded after a few hours of charging. The police have registered an FIR against the e-scooter manufacturer, Pure EV. This is the third incident of fire involving Pure EV. The company says it did not have any record of the sale of the vehicle or service by the user in database. It was exploring if the scooter was purchased through a second-hand sale. Meanwhile, Niti Aayog has issued a draft battery swapping policy in which it has proposed measures including incentives for EVs with swappable batteries, a new battery as a service business model, standards for interoperable batteries, and subsidies to the swappable battery manufacturers. The policy seeks to level the playing field for sale of EVs with fixed or swappable batteries. It is mainly targeted at electric 2- and 3-wheelers for adoption of the battery swapping systems, and all metros with population of more than 4 million will be looked at in this phase 1. Next is the latest on demolition in Delhi's Jahangirpuri. After getting wrapped by the Supreme Court on reports of demolition continuing even after the stay order by the court, the central government and Municipal Corporation of Delhi, that is MCD, today told the court that the drive against encroachments in Jahangirpuri began in January and that notices were issued before that for structures that were demolished. The government also said that it is factually incorrect to say that only Muslims were targeted because the notices were issued and hearings were conducted. According to the government, some groups are filing such cases and political parties then rally around such issues. Next up, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is in Ahmedabad for a 2-day visit. Several agreements are expected to be signed during his India visit. In fact, his office has said that deals to the tune of £1 billion will be signed during the visit. Johnson has also indicated that he was ready to offer more visas to India in return for this year, clinching a free trade deal that could boost annual bilateral trade by billions of pounds. Well, while we're talking of visas, the US Embassy in Delhi has said that the visa interviews for students will begin in mid-May this time. It hopes to issue more than 62,000 student visas this year. However, according to a media report, F1 student visa applicants from India are unlikely to get a second or third chance this year if they are not approved in the first interview. It's because they wanted to give all fresh applicants who are turning up for the first time a chance rather than allowing those who have already applied before. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.